Close to $1.5 billion is being pumped into Australia's manufacturing sector to help drag the economy out of its COVID recession. Joining me to discuss is David Shooter. He's the CEO and Managing Director of the Innovative Manufacturing Cooperative Research Centre, or IMCRC for short. Good morning, David.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. And look, there are a few key areas being invested in here, aren't there?
Yes, there are. Very much the focus is on identifying which are the sectors that Australia has that, I guess, competitive and comparative strength to build industries from. It focuses very much on not just traditional manufacturing, but, you know, manufacturing in regional areas. Clearly, it's a pathway to create jobs and investment, but it's a collaborative package, and the whole mechanism is designed to use Commonwealth money to bring other investments to the table and make it quite industry-led. And I think that's the exciting part about this process.
All right. So how will industries lead this this initiative?
Well, industry, interesting enough, and the Prime Minister referenced it yesterday, this plan has been worked on for many months now with, you know, Karen Andrews and her team at the ministry. So COVID has been a catalyst for getting a refreshed plan on what we want to do with manufacturing. But even before COVID, we were seeing manufacturing coming back into Australia, local companies building capability. We're seeing it in South Australia in the defence area, for example, and the National Space Agency is now located in South Australia. So we're actually seeing around the country, investments being made around specific industries that suit the character and capability of those states. What's exciting about that is that it needs to be equally led by industry. Industry needs to have the global connections, and industry needs to have the appetite to invest, not just in cash, but also in the skills and the jobs of the future that we need to create.
Right. And it is very interesting, isn't it, David, the way in which manufacturing seemed to decline pretty badly. And then suddenly, you know, in the past few years, there's been a real re-emergence, particularly in advanced manufacturing and in South Australia.
I think that's a great observation. Look, I've spent 25 years of my career working in the automotive industry. So nearly all of my travels to around the country were for car manufacturing. I worked in car interiors, designing and manufacturing things like the seats and others. So I, like many, you know, often moan about the lack of the fact we don't have a car industry anymore. But what we do have is we have all of that know-how that existed in the industry that has now been benefiting other industry sectors. And we've seen people that come from that industry go into the electronics industry, the packaging industry, the food industry, and now into the defense sector, where those design and development and research skills that are in addition to the shop floor manufacturing skills are really being brought to benefit with others. I think the other thing that's also changed is that a lot of technologies that were very specifically used in things like the automotive industry and maybe aerospace, things like 3D printing, robotics, virtual reality design tools, are now able to be used by us as consumers. I can buy a 3D printer at home and I can buy a set of virtual reality goggles. So what we're now seeing is that these advanced manufacturing technologies are now available to almost every business at an affordable and accessible rate. That's what's driving this modern advanced manufacturing. That's what we need to invest more in.
David Shooter's with me. He's the head of the Innovative Manufacturing Cooperative Research Centre. We're talking about the federal government's $1.5 billion investment in manufacturing. Do you think this investment could help the country become more self-sufficient? We've seen with COVID restrictions, things have been a bit harder on industry.
They have been harder on industry. You know, we've all seen from the food sector, we've seen empty supermarket shelves with certain commodities, and that's not something that the consumer ever wants to see. So no doubt it has shone a light on the fact that we have lost the capability over the years to make things in Australia. This is not about making everything again in Australia. That would be, I think, a flawed plan. What it's about is working out what we can make well, but importantly, where we can make it and find opportunities to still export. You know, COVID has changed global supply chains. Every country is now looking at how they can be more resilient. But the point is, we can't ignore that global opportunity. And that's why it's important to have, you know, multinational companies such as the BAEs of the world invest in Australian businesses, in Australian jobs, but also to have those Australian companies find ways to export their products, but also their know-how out into the world. So that's really the opportunity for me. It's not that we're going to make everything in Australia. We just need to be smart about what we do make, but don't get caught up in just making it for Australia itself. We've got really smart people and smart ideas here. And I think this could be the trigger for a significant surge in exports going forward as well.
Oh, great. And I suppose we may need to reskill. So if we are investing more in manufacturing, perhaps there'll be more job opportunities in those areas that people that never took up roles like that had before are doing it now.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And I think part of that is also changing the public perception of what manufacturing is about. You know, it was interesting watching some of the TV coverage yesterday that the stock footage that's used is of, you know, shop floors that may not be the most attractive environments for school kids to want to work in. But if you think about manufacturing as well beyond the production floor, it's about that design, research, engineering, marketing, IT. It's about using these smart technologies. That's the bit that's going to engage our school kids. And if you can get school kids and their parents interested in pursuing careers in technology and manufacturing, then I think we've got an exciting future. That's what we've got to do. And that's where we need to focus on current employee skills and upskill them, which is what the defence and the space sector will be doing. But we've also got to look at where the future skills are going to come from and how do we attract them into these key industry sectors.
I really appreciate your time today, David Shooter. Thanks for joining me.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
You are with Jenny Lenman. Some great tunes coming your way from Soft Cell and Third Eye Blind. Plus, how you can turn a $5 note into $435 if you have today's lucky fiver. I'll let you know the serial number.